Blog Talk Radio.
So it begins.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you to everybody. Glad to have you with us on this very lovely Saturday evening. Very lovely.
I think
we were having rain last week. Anyway, I have some good news to share. Just a little something-something for all of you that often do battle with the IRS. Mm. I, at long last, received my refund from 2015.
But you didn't know that it was due until September of last year.
Did you have to ruin it?
Well, the IRS sucks, but I don't want to, let's not demonize them any more than they already are, because they are the worst organization on this planet.
Well, and I got interest all the way back.
I mean, I'd rather deal with the mafia, organized crime, than deal with those jackwads.
Anyway, there is hope for the world as we know it. Yes.
Taxpayer advocates. That's what you want to look up if you're having issues. They do what you can do, directly contact somebody in the IRS. They're a division of the IRS, but they totally operate independently, so they're not under their thumb.
And we got that information from Key Tax Service.
Yeah, it's one of those places that helps you.
In Florida.
Another thing you have to do, because the IRS just ignores your phone calls and letters.
It's $500 to hire them just for them to make a phone call.
Yeah, if only we had done it 3 years ago. Yeah. But, hey, lessons learned, it's over, it's out, done.
Yes, so thank God.
Okay, give it a shot.
Oh, okay.
Wait, stand by, Laura. She's
there
checking
she
now.
Is. Any of you want to become a friend, so you can call into the show on Facebook Messenger. Now would be a time I am on Facebook.
But just for a couple minutes, then we've got to get the show going, though.
Yeah, but the calls will come right through that. They come come on the screen ahead of wherever you're at.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, but to get a friend request accepted.
It takes a second.
You got to get your spiel going.
All right.
Introduction.
For those of you that are new listening to us, or you've joined us in our streaming live on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor show page, I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards, okay? Not to be confused with, like, say, tarot, oracle cards, angel cards, rebel cards, all the various systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy, which my maternal grandmother taught me 2 years before she passed away. And I am so grateful for that education that I received, actually sitting on a little stool next to her rocking chair. And it has been just so life-changing, the readings and the miracles and the world events that have come through the card. So if you're new, please don't hesitate to call us. You're only a newcomer once. After that, you are a member of the PLD, or Psychic Love Doctor family. So with that said, I think that's my part.
That's your pot? All right. Let me see here. I'm going to look back in the room. Okay, Laura, you're good. Laura from Canada, international.
Yes.
And if you're international, let us know. You shall get a shout out. Because.
Because we like to.
Because we can. Because we respect. We like that the internet opens up the entire planet.
It really does.
Yep. And that was not too many years ago. That was not happening.
Well, I sure wish I'd have had it when I was growing up.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but then you probably wouldn't have done a lot of things, that you did do, outdoor stuff. You're in Minnesota, a lot of outdoor stuff to do. Okay, let's remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we still do plan on having a good time and hope you do too, and we typically do, let's see, let's get to the important stuff that really matters. Well, everything matters, but communications, because that's how you get a reading. the first method to get your reading is to call. You call into Blog Talk. I wonder where Blogspot came from.
No idea.
That rings a bell for some reason, but anyway, I'll get away from that. Maybe that was an old website or something for bloggers.
Likely it was.
515-602-9676. That's the number you call. And when you call, you'll automatically be put on hold, and they'll let you know. And you'll hear the show. That's cool. You're in. We see you on a list. Physically, eyeballs see you on a list. You will not be forgotten. We keep track so you don't. Nobody's going to take cuts in front of somebody if you've been holding longer. They used to tell us the whole time, but they don't do it anymore. But when we do take your call, and we shall let you know, hey, you're on the show, kick off the old speakerphone because it doesn't jive well here because of the internet radio and all these different places bouncing around. Same Bluetooth. If you got that going, 86 it. There's laws and safety and stuff. We're not going to tell you to get rid of your speakerphone and get in a car wreck and then blame us. We're just saying, if you're somewhere in your house, stop doing the dishes and then take a chill. Sit down and don't multitask anymore because that'll also screw things up for us. Background sounds that you might not think about bad on our end when it comes out finally. Oh, what else is there for speed? That's about it, really. Like I said, be wary of your background noises. They can really be bizarre on our end. It's not like when you call a buddy down the street cell to cell. It's just different for some reason by when it bounces through the internet to us. It is what it is. And if we have issues, we'll let you know. We got to disconnect and maybe you can try back and it'll be better magically. Secondary method to call in.
Yes.
And I remind the folks, Suzanne's here also. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Secondary method is Facebook Messenger. Now, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, not the show, on Facebook, and then you'll be able to messenger us. But you will only do that when we say messenger us now, folks, because it doesn't have an automatic hold cool system because it's free software, you know. So we'll have to hit not now if we're not ready for it. So like I said, I paste it into the room, these little instructions, too, on and off, because people come in late and don't hear all these things.
Right.
Don't messenger us until we actually formally ask you folks to do so. And the third way to get a reading, and it happens quite often, is folks for some reason or other can't use either method. Then we will turn to the folks that are watching on Facebook Live, and they can just type in their question when we ask.
Right.
Right?
And did you talk about this already?
I never talk about the portal because it's just important to me. You're proud of it. I'm just whatever. To me, it's whatever. It's just, it could be this.
Well, if you do make through Messenger a video or a audio call, you're going to show up here. And I keep it turned to us. So you don't have to worry. Nobody's going to see you in your jammies.
Or whatever. You know? Or whatever attire you may be wearing.
That's
or
right.
Lack thereof.
So don't worry. We'll keep it between us. But audio calls tend to come through a little clearer.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to discourage video because, 99% of them are 100% fine, but every once in a while, there's maybe somebody's having some slow issues in their area or in between area or Ryan, and the video can be bad. But we'd let you know, and what happened before, and the person just audioed right back, and we were fine. So, and some people prefer audio anyway, and you know what? It's whatever you prefer, that's the name of the game.
Something to bear in mind: can call in every single show that we have.
Yeah.
There's no. People say you can only call once a month or, whatever their restrictions are. But, no, we just can't have you call more than one.
Yeah, we will not get more than one free reading in the show. Sorry. Void of callers is not fair. Now,
yeah.
I'll say something else kind of related to that subject. That has slipped.
Well, maybe.
Time keeps on slipping.
Ashley, hello.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome, Ashley. We actually talked to her. I think it was. Hey, wasn't it?
I think so. As in yesterday?
Yesterday. Everybody sang some Beatles. Life was such an easy
No, you can do it for
Oh, I love the Beatles, so you guys kiss me. Even though I was not even in my era, being born in
I still love
I
don't know.
Them.
They just didn't ring my bell, except
ring
for
my...
I told you the few songs that I like, but that's it. Yeah.
Hope
we get a call.
Yes, we did concur that, yes, we did talk to her yesterday on the phone. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're opening all lines of
communication.
Not don't type questions yet. Anybody, the first phone call messenger call. You will be next. So we stand by. It's a 20-second delay before they even hear that.
That's
so
true.
So we'll just chill. We'll be chilling, yo. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get to. I mean, Laura just became friends with you, so she probably did that for a reason. You know? Let's see.
Mike, who is in the UK, told us yesterday that he was going to be attending Johnny Depp and they're appearing at the Apollo, I guess, in England.
The land of Ing, yes. Somewhere in the UK,
and
we don't know where.
He promised to take pictures, said he has a backstage pass.
He knows somebody.
And he said that he'll pass these pictures on. There's Miss Laura.
Yeah, why? Like your volume's low.
I know. Oh, hello there. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Here we go.
Good. Can you hear us?
I can hear you perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
Wunderbar.
Well, thank you for breaking the ice for everybody.
First caller.
Yes. So
it took me forever to get a friend request to you. I am not good with computers. I didn't have my phone. So.
Well, but you did, and that's great.
A, you're on Facebook, and B, you're on your phone. So that makes it extra difficult, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
But you're here now.
But
so
you done did it.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about your situation, what you would like a reading on, you know, tonight.
I already asked you when you thought I was getting my settlement, so I'm going to ask that again.
Okay. Well, while you're saying that, while you're thinking, actually, sometimes people will keep checking in on things they asked about before, right? Because things change.
Now, did I not tell you that it was August? I'm trying to remember.
No, because you said this ICBC lawyer, I might have to make a complaint. Being a jerk.
Okay, I'm confusing you.
There is a lot. That's a very common question.
So,
it is.
Do you remember what my projection was for you?
you said that I probably might even have to make like a complaint against him.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Well, let's check on that. And if you think something you want to inquire about while I have laid out, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, if you got.
Is my life going to get better soon?
Boy, don't we all wish that?
You kind of look at both of those things at the same
time.
Yes,
I will. I'll tell you, that is such a universal question.
Absolutely.
There, you know.
Yeah. My life's been pretty bad for the last 4 years.
I'm hoping for you that it will turn around.
Hopefully, it's just you hit the bottom of the wave and you'll be going up soon.
So far down.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, but you should all, when we say these things, because we see a lot of people having serious stuff going on in the news.
And we should reframe a lot of this into, an awful lot of people, COVID, are now pushing up daisies.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that we should be thankful for, but we still are humans and we still want to strive to have better lives. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's who we are.
And you're very good at that, because a lot of times I'll be very fatal, and he'll say, hey, did you get hit by a semi yesterday? You know, if somebody off with a gun in Walmart, no.
You can flip on the news, like just a few of these shows, The Hoarders, My Strange Addictions, The Intervention shows. I mean, there's a lot of shows.
Oh, you can
Dr.
get.
Dr. Phil, all these people are really got bad lives.
They do.
You shouldn't want something better for yourself. We're not going to minimize what you.
One of the things we did during the worst of COVID, and we still do, is we don't watch the news. I'll read about it on the internet.
Oh, I quit watching the news during all the election crap.
I used to be a news.
It's sad because, you know, back when I was a child, people remember, I see talk of it on the internet too. The news was, for the most part, neutral way back in the day. Not anymore.
No.
Everybody allies with
No, and each news, they want to incite a riot.
And they
want to
have
like,
the most horrible, tragic stories on earth to get the better ratings. Nothing good. You know, sunshine, happy stories, mind you.
What I think is going to happen for you, Laura, and this will be good, that you speak to above the ICBC lawyer. Is that what you said? You speak to someone above that, and you're going to get taken.
Okay.
If you think your lawyer is slugged, it's probably true.
He's probably not interested.
Well, it's the ICBC lawyer. He's now hired a private investigator.
Mm.
But the other lady hit us.
Yeah.
And my witness is a police officer who was behind us. And ICBC already claimed that the lady who hit us was at fault. But this ICBC lawyer, he offered me $40,000, and I've been waiting for 5 years, and it's made me physically and mentally really messed
up. Isn't he supposed to be impartial and helping to?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, no.
That's why she's frustrated.
That is why, and you need to get somebody higher with some authority.
Yeah, that's way too many years for something like that.
God,
That's not like it's a...
Yeah.
But news is in your reading that you are going to actually a plateau with all of this negativity going on in your life, the bad years that you had, that's actually going to turn around for you. And I feel it'll come rather soon. First of all, the settlement is really going to be so helpful. So needed, I can see, by you and your family. Okay.
Yes.
And you know, we shouldn't have to for what legally belongs to us. Like I had to with our Internal Revenue Service. Please give, you know.
Give my money back.
It finally, came today.
Taxpayer advocates.
Oh, well, good.
Well, yes. And
they kick spots. But anyway,
And sometimes we have to gather forces because I think you've waited way too long.
Yep.
And it isn't
this lawyer,
the
ICBC that we're trying to get the money from, he actually went through my Facebook and when we were in arbitration or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He brought up my sister dying, my nephew dying, me having a colonoscopy. And he's saying this, you know, and he's saying all this stuff out loud, and I'm like, what does that have to do with
my case? I was about to say, what does that have to do with the case? Does this guy, like, snort coke in the back room in a closet or something?
Well,
think he's nuts.
What's the issue, Laura? What is the – wasn't there – did the lady have an insurance company? Did she have insurance?
Yeah, we all in D.C. use ICBC our insurance.
Oh, so it's – there's like the insurance company is dragging its feet.
Fighting me.
Yeah. Why?
Because.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they're the insurance company.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
ICBC is our, that's the only way you can access to go through them.
So they're dragging and dragging. They're dragging. Well, there's. Yep.
Yep.
That is the problem.
And my lawyer said, he can do except make a court date, which we have for next year.
Oh, my God. Sorry, it's not laughable, but it's ridiculous.
It's the
it is.
Okay, well.
It is. My last offer was $125. I'm mad, and after I talked to you last week, I called and said, I want to renege on the $125. I want $150.
And that should be a drop in the bucket for them.
Well, but they're like the IRS, probably.
Well, here.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
You guys won't know. I'm going to show you the cards. I'm putting them up to the
camera. For the folks that are on Facebook.
It's telling me, and it's under what will really surprise you, is that I feel they're going to come through for you. Your life is going to turn around, and it'll be like a beautiful rainbow after a terrible, well, like a hurricane.
Well, and if nothing else, it's one less thing to, off the plate.
Yeah.
One stupid thing to off the plate after all the years. That'll just feel good enough.
And that will be such a relief to you.
You'd be like, Jesus, it's finally over.
So I think he's going to also end up being reprimanded because there has to be some checks and balances in the world.
Take that many years. That's ridiculous.
It's not like you're committing insurance fraud or something like that, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My doctor told ICBC that he has never seen a fix. He's never seen a back so bad. I have 8 bulging discs from the accident.
Gosh. Were you driving?
I can't. No, my brother was. I was in the passenger. They had to use a crowbar to get me out.
Oh. Remember it? A lot of people don't remember.
I did, and I thought we were dying.
Oh, my.
I said, Paul, we're going to die. And we. And I thought we were dead. But.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry, but I know you're going to make another call to us, and we're going to for you that it all came to pass. It is going to shift for you because this has been such a worry. I think it's really taken up a lot of your energy. You know?
That is making your health even worse.
And then we had COVID. Everybody was doomed to have to stay home.
The world was coming.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's like to have a holiday with all of my family. So this will be a whole new day for
holiday.
You.
Sorry. Nice. I don't have a family anymore.
Oh.
My sister died.
I'll turn that down.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have one either.
Well, I'm very
but
sorry
they just
to
don't
hear
like
that.
What I
I personally feel
sorry about that, but I got Facebooked to go back in.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. But you got us. And we have a very strong family a bond here.
Bond.
When I
James
was here,
you remind me of my godmother.
Really?
Very much so.
Really? Oh, that I feel honored. I really
do.
Yeah,
I feel like I love you. I feel like I've known you before.
Well, you never know.
Very weird.
We'll have to look at that.
Oh,
next
my Lord,
time,
Jesus.
If you call us in, we'll look at a past life. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But it can be fun to just take a look.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting.
I'm on with psychics. So
oh.
I grew up with all that, yeah.
You may have some of it,
and
too.
And my grandma.
Yes. I've inherited it.
See,
I get it, not when I'm awake.
Ah.
I don't find comfort in that.
Why?
Because what if my next life is one of those horrible situations you read on the news where people are being tortured and maimed and all that? It's like, I don't necessarily want another one. You know, it's a crapshoot.
I don't think
apparently we pick our parents though when we're
yes.
in heaven. I don't know.
There was a book I read years and years ago that was called let me see if I can remember it. You've been here before. It was something like that. And we pick the circumstances. According to the book, we pick the people, like parents, those to get romantically involved with. It's like we plot out a plan, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, Laura, you're fascinating. I can't wait.
Yeah, good luck, because you deserve it more than a lot of people.
Thanks.
Say more than anybody,
I'm
but
gonna,
you really
I'm
deserve
gonna
it.
I'm going to phone Monday and put in a complaint about
absolutely.
And just don't come off like you're... kind of crazy.
Yeah, yet.
Yeah.
It's not time to start F-bombing yet. It's time to say, this is, we're going into what court date's next year, 2023 of July. I'd be like, really?
That.
Come on, folks. Come on.
Yeah. God.
You can lay out the facts for him. The witness is a cop. I mean, you don't get a better witness on this planet than that. Maybe a judge. But still, a cop is a pretty good witness.
You aren't even asking for millions, you know.
No. No, 125,000.
Yeah, you need more than that because
you do medical
that bulging
care.
Disc thing, that's a lifelong thing to deal with.
And
it is.
Are
you anymore?
Oh,
right.
Laura.
No lawyers here. No lawyers here. Everybody else knows.
Yeah. Well, Jim just had a really extensive knee replacement done, and just from that, he's been suffering. You know, he won't admit to it. He'd be like, I was fine. You know, they're all bulletproof.
The first few days was miserably ball-sucking. I'm not going to mix words on that.
Yeah.
First few days were a lot of unhappiness. But, it is what it is.
It is. So, Laura, you keep thinking that good news is on its way to you. Put out to the universe
I have been.
Good.
I have been to the universe and to God, and I've been praying. And
there's no doubt.
I'll keep doing that.
I see in the cards that the delay, it's time for it to stop. It's for you to get the relief financially you need. So
yeah.
There you go. Well, it's wonderful
right.
to talk to you. I'm so glad.
Yeah, awesome.
That you became
yeah.
a friend.
Now you can messenger us all over. Obviously, the Monday show, News for the Soul, we don't do that. But you'll be able to messenger us.
Just like this.
All right.
From Canada.
Thank you so much, everyone. God bless you.
Thank
yeah.
you. Two blessings to you as well.
Okay, I'm
going to
go continue.
Oh, all
thank
right.
You. Thank you very
you.
Much.
Okay.
Bye-bye, hon.
Okay. Bye.
You know what? She was mentioning that she feels this connection. I feel very, it's like with Suzanne. When others, when there's certain ones that, what's the matter?
No, myself. I hate when I do that. I shouldn't do that when and distract you. Who you're talking about? With others?
You know, it's how some people you just click with them.
Yeah.
And some of you don't.
The reason I laugh about that is because we're going to go to our next caller. And I'm pretty sure it is her.
Oh, hello.
443, Maryland. You are the next caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Suzanne?
How you doing? Yep.
Are you? Are you on speakerphone?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm driving.
You're driving, so you have to be. So we understand. Okay, we'll just keep the volume up a little bit, and that should help out.
Okay.
And you watch
yeah.
out for your radio and windows, and we should be good.
Yeah, watch
yep.
the road.
Yeah, do not die.
No. All right. Well, Suzanne, tell us, how's your Saturday going?
Oh, I worked all day. It was awful. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't a bad work day. It was just long.
But it's over.
Yeah,
it is. It's over. Yay! And I'm off tomorrow.
Your sister was
going to
call.
Yay!
Happy,
yeah.
happy, joy.
Okay.
That's right.
And you're calling
because I feel like last week a couple of things were starting to happen for me, and I'm just wondering if we are finally starting to get a little closer.
All right. Can you tell us what those were?
Yeah,
I had one day where I woke up in the middle of the night and I had ringing in my ear and it just kept going and going for about a half an hour and then it stopped. The next
wow.
morning, I had it again about 11 in the morning, same thing happened. And I was wondering if it was like a download kind of thing because I definitely have some clairaudience because I hear like baseball stadium sounds at night and things like that when I'm getting ready to go to bed. Music sometimes like a song playing that's not playing, nobody else can hear it but me.
I'm not the only one that gets that stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What stuff?
I told you I hear music in my head and things like that.
That's what Taylor Swift says in her song too.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne,
anyway,
go ahead. So you want
the other thing that happened too was, and
okay.
it was so weird. I was driving in four-lane highway traffic, getting ready to go into a tunnel situation, and I was back at the toll booth, like paying, but you know, all four lanes were going in, and all of a sudden, I saw a plane, like come down into the four lanes of traffic, and but it wasn't really happening, but it was almost like a daydream. And I could see this thing come down and crash into the four lanes of traffic ahead of me and like a fireball and all that stuff. And I knew it wasn't real, and I just kept – and if there was, it wasn't there.
Well, it's a good thing
it
wasn't real.
It was so weird.
That is
weird.
It's weird,
right.
And it's a happy that it wasn't real because, oh, my.
Well, I'm wondering – let's see what the cards say about that.
Yeah, and that could be a symbolic, isn't necessarily what you vision.
I just wondered if it was a way to start, because like I never kind of knew what they meant about visions or how to see that, like how it would come up. I just wondered if it's a way to show me like how I might start to see things.
Well, I'm laying out the cards, and for those who are new, I have neglected to mention that I'm using a 24, it's a full layout, rather than just drawing a couple of random cards. I prefer the layout that I used in private sessions when, you know, I'm working with
them. I'm not doing a quickie flip. If you go to her website, you can you'll get an instant reading. That's just a one-card flipper. This is a full.
Yeah, 24 cards.
Yep.
And in a private session, we would lay them.
Yeah, whatever it takes,
yeah.
Whatever time you satisfied, whatever, yep.
What the cards are saying, Suzanne, is that the crash is symbolizing a breakthrough. Look at that.
I wonder. Yeah.
Yes, it's a breakthrough. And it's really for you that, yes, you are going to start experiencing many more of your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right here. And as for the ringing in the ears, it was to get your attention. Yes.
Yeah, but just,
and it all of that happened within a 24-hour period. So that's why I thought it was connected.
You know, do you take notes on these things? Do you keep any kind of journaling going?
I use my recorder on my phone for my dreams and for visions and for meditation thoughts and things when stuff come to me so that I have record of it.
That's wonderful. Later, you're going to want to look back and see the progression and how it went. I've got another little tidbit here for you. I'm in your I'm in your car, and I am future. We're going to work together. It's right here. Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Right here. Yeah. I know. I'm excited about it too. I think a lot of you that have come forward since we've been doing these shows. I don't want to make it seem like I'm your leader, but I felt like you've come forward for a specific purpose. And I think that's for us to join our abilities, you know?
Oh!
Yeah.
Justice League.
Yeah.
Unite.
Funny because I did have a reading with somebody that told me that I was going to be going to Virginia Beach. For work, for this work. I know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we'd love if everybody came. Just y'all, come on down. We'll put you up right here.
That's so exciting.
You never know what the future's going to bring. I dreamed and prayed for so long that one day I'd have an office with beautiful flowers blooming all year, and it took a long time, but that dream came true. So I think these things, there's nothing that is beyond imagining.
Literally.
There really isn't. And you know, as you get more into this, before I forget, your Richard here, and he's going to very much support in, especially as you start to make profit, and you will.
That's
nice. And okay. You're going to do very, it'll be... You know how men kind of like financial security. He's going to love that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
think
this is
great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I wouldn't be surprised you'll see other things. But the plane crashing was considered a breakthrough. Because think of it. That plane had a destination supposed to go. But all of a sudden, it started coming down right in front of you, right? And it was meant for you as your breakthrough.
I'm just a listener here because this is out of my territory. I have no explanation.
Yeah, it was just so weird because it looked real.
That's weird.
But I knew at the time, even though it looked real, that it was not real. But I was sitting in this traffic and it was moving, but I thought, boy, wonder what it would be like if a plane crashed right now. And then I saw it.
Wow.
And I was like, that is so weird.
Well, I think you're going to pick up mediumship abilities as you go forward. And clairvoyance, very, very so. So, Suzanne, enjoy the weekend. I hope you don't have to work tomorrow.
I don't. I'm so excited I'm off. Thank you so much.
Wunderbar.
And I can't wait for my book to get here. I haven't gotten my book yet, but it was coming from England, so I knew it would take a while.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, and let me know when you do get it, in case you have any questions.
Okay.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
always a pleasure to hear from Suzanne.
We have...
Has dropped again.
No. That...
Right, okay. All right, okay.
Debbie does my job. She does, and... I think I'm going to teach her a lesson and start just screwing with the card so she knows what I'm talking about. Stay in your lane, isn't that what they say? See, she's not going to, though. But anyway, that's who she is, and I accept it. All right, well over the hump. So I'm going to go and remind everybody. A little scratchy, but I think we've had a few days of no rain. I'm alive again. It is June. There's still lots of blue.
He was in the Navy. He had a lot of allergies. But his friends thought he had AIDS.
There was one building I worked at that one time. There wasn't like that on the
street. You had like Legionnaires.
I think it was a crappy ventilation system.
Yeah.
And it. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
The disclaimer that I'm trying to get because we're well over the hump is that the show is entertainment informational purposes only. What everybody enjoys themselves. I have a caller, and don't worry, you're going to be next. And the caller got rejected, so
great.
That's what you do. And that's the world we live in. They just drop. For no reason. Sometimes it's a reason you go through get in an elevator. Sometimes there's no reason. It just drops. You know.
I guess all of that when computers, you know, they fail and cell phones, they're just letting us know it's really in charge.
I don't think it's AI yet and robots becoming human. Anyway, I'll give that number out again. That is 515-602-9676. You have plenty of time to call in. Messenger folks, do not messenger us yet. Be patient.
Yeah.
Well, let me go back over here. All right, we're going to our next caller, which is area code 940, which is the state of Texas, I believe, 940.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And Hi. Your name is, who is this?
My name is Courtney.
Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Good to hear from you.
You're a Facebook viewer, are you not?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, she was calling. That's cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Where in Texas are you?
I'm in the Wichita Falls area, North Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
I think
right.
We discussed this before. I think maybe once in another live.
Yeah. We have.
Texas origins or something.
Yeah.
We talk with so many in all over the place. It's confusing for us.
Oh, I know that. I'm sure.
Our brains are tiny.
So, Courtney, what can I do for you? What's on your mind?
Is there a way I could just get, like, maybe a general reading? Because I'm pretty bad at trying to think of a question to ask. I don't know if I like to do generals, but just maybe a general reading if possible.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead this time about the general.
I was just going to ask you, are you happy with your work? Just to kind of in a little bit.
Or if there's one thing in your life you really want to know about or you hope it changes, maybe focus on that.
A lot of times general readings.
What about relationships? Did I get a relationship reading?
Sure.
Okay, are you in one, looking for one? And if you don't have
to answer I'm currently in one right now.
Okay, and is it new, been going for a while, old, rocky, steady?
We've been steady since November, but we've been having a little bit of trouble.
Okay,
lately.
Well, so it's not perfect, but what is? And since November, so it's not a forever thing, but it's not a quick little two-dater, okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Living together?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just seeing, like, where we're going to go from here, like, if everything's, you know, because we got a lot going on in our personal life and, you know, family life, and I just want to see if everything's going to pull together, I guess.
Yeah, life does get in the way of things a lot of times, you know.
Well, and the way we're living it now.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you wish you could make money, but sometimes you just can't, like you said, with family and other stuff, you know. And then sometimes your schedules are all screwed up, and you just misconnect more than you connect.
Yeah, and so at the time you've been arguing a little bit with each other.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of insecurity issues, financial issues, you know, things that can really take a toll on you.
No, that's, you know, that's a very common one.
Security is strong in your reading. Financial issues are going to be rectified. It's going to be resolved.
That's
your
good.
Financial picture between the two of you is seen to get better. And it's looking like, could I do for a living?
I'm sorry, you cut out on me.
Oh, okay. What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm currently unemployed, actually, at the moment.
Well,
okay.
You aren't going to stay that way for too long.
Well, there you go.
I see a great job for you, Courtney. Absolutely.
Well, that'll probably, one will help.
You're going to love it.
The financial thing.
Yep. Yep. It's the way you've been living.
Oh, of course.
But the new
yeah.
job is not.
Ah.
Yeah, you're going to feel very comfortable doing this work.
So it'll relieve two different stresses in
oh,
your life.
Oh, definitely.
It'll get rid of the financial one. It'll ease that one. And it'll ease you with the thing that's going to be a comfortable one.
You too. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. The scariest thing that I hear in my practice comes to me, and they'll say, well, we are proud. We never fight. We've never had an argument in 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully it's not 5 years.
And
that's
I sit
not realistic.
There and I think, oh my God, these
they
people
have to be
don't
realize.
They have no idea. They don't know if they're...
They aren't really together as they think they are.
They don't know what the strength is of that relationship.
They just live their lives very separately, more than they should.
It's the couple that says, yeah, you know what, we bicker a lot. We have our, you know, a lot of... That person's right there, puts them in the crosshairs, and something at work pissed me off, and now I have to take it out on her.
Or a lot of different things, but, you know, yeah, typical stuff.
So what I see here, though, is which one of you is ready to give up when you guys have a heated discussion? There's somebody here. I'm wondering if it's you or if it's him.
I mean, like, relent on the...
Well, they're kind of like...
I don't know.
Or you want to bail
it
out.
It can be both of us, really, but more of... He gets frustrated. I'm the one that just shuts down, won't talk from the beginning. It's like, I know it's not going to go anywhere. I'm just like, okay, let's try this later. He's the type that when we get into the argument and he gets frustrated, he just wants to walk away from it.
That's... Go ahead. What?
As far as the argument, when you said give up, you mean on the relationship?
And then, yeah, like to bail.
Like to bail out like Tanya did?
Or about the trying to regain, like, you know.
Okay. I meant not, well, just feeling helpless.
Yeah,
about
not so much what ends an argument
right.
or what you do with the argument. She meant like if somebody kind of gets crap, maybe we might not be together.
Yeah, he can't handle fighting. And I wonder if that came from this, but his upbringing.
Neither. So we're both sad about that.
Well, and, you know, you don't want the relationship to become toxic. You guys have to figure out a good way to be able to talk out your differences.
Yeah, otherwise it'll get to the point of no return if it goes down a bad long.
And men, you guys do have a habit of shutting down when we just want to talk about something that's bothering. Why are you smiling?
Yeah. I'm smiling because that's like every 5 seconds of the day you want to talk about something that bothers you. And, you know, I'm kind of watching a hockey playoff game. Oh, so you don't love me. It's like, Jesus God, I'm watching a goddamn hockey game, you know, that type.
Right.
He's sitting here with me.
We aren't very good at taking the right time. And the room should never be the place where you spar. You know, where you get those boxing gloves on. And...
In the perfect world, that should be some story.
Yeah.
Where either, if you don't argue, when you walk in that room, everything's gone. All the arguments are gone.
Yeah, that's your love zone.
It should be, but we don't know that's true either.
Mm-hmm. But
we've been having to bounce around a lot, too. Our home situation kind of got tough. I had to let my kids stay with family temporarily while we got on our feet. We lost our house back in February. And it's been a real nightmare.
You know what, though? The world is full of houses.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that's a common problem.
There's going to be a new one in your future.
Well, the fact that you saw the new JOB coming,
yeah,
the right
feel a lot better because, yeah, I've been waiting on my ID to get in. I had to pay off some traffic tickets, and I got it in. And so now that's what I think has been holding me back. So that sounds about right, that, you know, because I have been looking avidly, so.
There you go.
As of yet, sure.
You know, sometimes there's divine intervention.
Yeah, and you don't give up either.
In my case, my late husband had lost his good job. This was way, way before the pandemic and all. He lost his good job.
Many years ago.
I ended up taking daycare children into my home because without him, We were hurting.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't even this house here.
We were able, under those circumstances, to actually buy a home renting. And there's no doubt in my mind that the higher power had a hand in that, because we couldn't have looked worse.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's just weird. Sometimes when you think things are the worst, something happens. So.
Well, thank God for Countrywide. Because
well, that was a whole... You
those
guys,
people might be in jail now, but, you know.
Well, there was a couple of places during the
They
Clinton.
Made it happen.
That was during the Clinton thing.
Oh, something I want to tell you. Courtney, way down the road, I'm thinking maybe years even in the future.
That is down the road.
I could see you and your husband. He'll be your husband then.
Or a significant other. Does it have to be a husband?
Well, I just, if the word came out, I feel
And I'm not going to jump
He'll
in on that.
He'll be her husband. But you two are going to have a business venture going.
We're going to have a business venture going?
Yeah. And it's going to be real
good. She saw it down the road. Don't look like happy.
And it's weird if you said husband like that, because we've kind of been talking about that today. Actually, pretty strong.
Do I need to take her around the thing?
I didn't know we had them both.
Oh, he's there too.
We did not. Well, I kind of heard. I thought I heard a guy's voice, but I didn't know we had
both
there.
Well, that's cool that he's there too. You guys.
That is cool.
Do your best together instead of apart. You know, remember that we're all influenced by the way we grew up.
But, that's why I heard. When I gave that man a little thing about how they want to talk at every moment. Oh, my God, we must have this intimate conversation right second about our relationship forever and ever and ever. It's like, I just got out of the bathroom and I'm trying to brush
my
teeth.
Hey, guys do that, too, though. Guys pick an opportune time to discuss things.
No, we don't. We never do that sober.
We don't ever argue, can't you tell?
Do not blame Elk. We never do that sober.
No. Well, anyways. You guys got a great love between you.
Yeah.
And I think that if you... into marriage, it's going to only make you stronger. He has heart here. This guy loves you dearly.
Well, and if you stick together through the horrible shit times, then obviously you're going to be together when the times get better.
And one
thing was very tough and rough, and me and my kids were kind of going through a nightmare, and he didn't run away. You know, I told him whenever he met me, I said, look, this is what it is. You see it for what it is. I'm struggling really hardly. And he came in and helped the best that he could, but, you know, it's a situation that just kind of, I don't know if I brought him down with my bad luck or what, but we're coming back up from it. And I hope, you know, that we'll be able to, by the time school starts in August and everything, I'll have my kids back, you know, in a stable, you know, home again. It's just, I didn't want to drag them around through homelessness.
Sure.
I've always had my children. I've always done
that. That is a wise, yes, that is wise.
You sound like a
very wise.
But I had family willing to help, even though they gave me hell.
Yeah,
they've been willing to help.
I want to tell you, even if the two of you ended up pitching a tent on the side of the road, there is so much love in this relationship.
Yeah, side of the road is not a good idea. It's so noisy. You might get hit by a hubcap.
You
want to get
I
in
mean.
The woods a little bit.
And the work or the business you're going to put together down the road, very lucrative. You are going to make money hand over fist. See, right now, let's take this to a spiritual level. This is for when you're going through really tough times. Higher power's getting you ready for the really good times.
It's like going through a boot camp.
It is.
Getting you toughened up. You know what? So you can do this, then you can make it through anything. Let's do it.
It's like he's saying, how bad do you want this?
Yeah, I'm going to make you do all this crappy, shitty stuff and endure all this crap stuff. And then, okay, now you've gone through that. Let's get rolling.
So there is light at the end of your tunnel. It's coming soon. The two of you
That's
are going to have
a lot.
And what... be as positive as you can.
Yeah, it can
hard.
Be really hard. It's easy for like us to say we understand, and you know, it sure be positive when all this crap's happening. But you know, that's all you can.
And reframe it. Remember, your children were not at school.
Okay? Oh, the bang bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bang bang.
That elementary school.
Yeah.
That's so scary. You know.
Yeah,
that's right. They're in the same.
Yeah, you've got a lot to be grateful for.
It's a big-ass state they're in, but they were in the same state.
Those people,
it don't seem like, you know, that's like a six-hour drive from where I'm at, maybe seven, but it wouldn't matter if it was across the world. You know, like when you hear about innocent children like that, you just can't help but hold your breath and just think, oh, my gosh, and hold your kids tight.
Yeah, and it's a great school, too. You know, of all the things, it's one thing for high school.
It could happen
anywhere.
Yeah,
people want to be gangbangers and stuff,
yeah.
But it's a damn grade school, you know?
And
remember, your future husband has not been given a cancer death sentence. You've got a lot of things that if you reframe it, you're going to go, we do have a lot.
Yeah, and it probably won't happen right this second, but eventually you'll be like, yeah, I got you. I see, because things are getting better now. I understand.
It's a little thing for us, man, because, you know, I've been in a bad relationship, and so has he. And, you know, his childhood, you know, was a little tough for him, too. So it's just things that, you know, he's trying to overcome, and I'm trying to learn to understand and embrace and be there. I've been being pretty solid for him, though.
It's November, right?
Yeah, November. We're still new. We kind of hit the ground running. I've never rushed into a relationship before. This is my first. It happens in the least expected
right.
moment.
Right. You know what? When it's right, it's going. Yeah, head first when it's the right
It's been a little while since November.
Yeah.
You still got a lot more to learn about each other, you know.
It takes years. Stop.
Well, but it takes, yeah. It can stop maybe after like a lot of years. Year to actually get there.
Because he's never been in a long-term relationship. My relationships have been 8 years with one, my ex-husband, and 3 years with prior before him, and then he's always had shorter-term relationships. So I come from being used to being with somebody for a long time, but I'm only 29, too, so I've kind of always been in a long-term relationship. He's been in short-term relationships, and he's the same
sure,
as
so
I am.
Kind of,
well, right there.
They always say opposites attract.
And the thing is, they're not on the same page in a sense.
Yes.
Where she's had experience of
right.
long-term relationships. He does not. So, little thing, he might be thinking, oh, well, there it goes.
But they've had
there
bad experiences.
Yeah.
She's had bad experiences with a long-term, ultimately. And he has not had short-term. So, eventually, they're going to do this. They're going to finally get to the,
Yeah, he said I'm the first one he's ever really opened up to and trusted, you know. And if he's I'm probably going to have faith for him, you know. So, it's just, we'll get there, I think. It's worth it. That's the affirmation for us. Because we were just talking about marriage and long-term one day, you know.
There is
cool.
so much love. You know, love is, well, what do they say? Conquer. And I think you've got your, like we said in Virginia Beach, where we are home to the largest naval in the world. The saying
not
is.
His family's from Virginia. He keeps saying how much you sound like his mother.
Oh!
So I'll have to show you the blog in a minute when we get off the phone.
Okay. There's many fish in the ocean, but very few dolphins. Courtney, you've got a dolphin.
Well, I hope he has one too.
Yeah, not a Miami dolphin, because nobody really likes them unless you live in Florida.
A Miami dolphin. Okay.
As long as I'm not anglerfish.
Well, Courtney, you and your...
Plus, a dolphin is not a fish.
You hi there. You guys tune in more and call us.
We'll check back in.
We'd love to hear from you in the future. I hope the two of you have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
And bear.
Right. It's all going to work out.
Yep.
All
going to work out. And
so it doesn't look like we're going to end up killing each other or anything yet. Okay, that's good.
Well, you're together on the show right now, so that's something.
Yeah,
no, I'll give you all a hard time. No. I appreciate your time. Thanks for the insight. It helped a lot.
We appreciate your call.
Yeah, really enjoyed this with both of you.
Here, so yeah, and we're here many times a week, as you know. Call as much as you need
to. I think I'd speak here for a minute so I could hear, because my friend showed up and he goes, wait, I want to hear.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fine. You know, you're doing pretty good. The speaker, we didn't really notice too much too bad. So
no,
it worked out.
And
well, see, this is the first reading I've gotten in a long time, because every time I try to get a reading, I either get skipped over, not by y'all, but like at other places I've been skipped, or they tell me they can't read me for some reason, and I get discouraged about trying to reach out to get readings. So
what's great about that?
Well, other places, yeah. We can't skip them. We don't skip over people. Sometimes we have community problems, but I mean, Monday our show is on News for the Soul, so that's not, we don't orchestrate that. It's still blog talk, and then she knows us. So,
your friend join us again. We'll read his cards.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll have him come in.
You know what, though? You kind of are a little bit.
What?
When people are, you are kind of seeing a little bit of their cards. Because they're it's a close somebody.
Well, I did see a very close male friend.
Now I got a scram Facebook.
And
so
I wouldn't
noise.
Be surprised exactly who that is.
Right.
Doing
go ahead.
I saw in the cards you have a very good male friend, you two. Somebody there, whether it's sunny out or
mutual friend?
Yeah.
Okay, a mutual friend to both of you.
Yeah, that's is really a good guy.
So it's in your corner. It's in both of your corners.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Here's some
I'm sure we could think of good ideas if we saw that right now. It's kind of
We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank y'all.
We're going to have, oh my goodness, look at the time. We have to end the show here.
We does.
Right, Jordan, you enjoyed this so much, we lost track of the time.
And thank
sorry,
you for calling
back. Well, y'all have a good night.
I saw that you guys got cool that you called back. I appreciate that.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And blessings to you all. He did it too.
Yeah, that's right. It's the same but different, you know.
Okay, take care, you guys. Good to know you. Bye-bye now.
Arrivederci.
Okay, did Mike come back?
Mike is here, and we'll talk. Mike, we're going to close the show out here shortly, Mike. He says his fibrillation kicked in again, so he couldn't even make the concert at all. So he's very depressed.
Oh, so sorry.
But as long as you are alive and kicking, that's more important than a concert. Because somebody probably videotaped it. I know you wanted to be backstage and everything. It'll come back again. Reunite Donny Depp and those folks will reunite again. Watch it, and if you get links, share them. Still share the links. You should share the links.
If you see, you know, any pictures over there, we don't always get
it's best to be alive than have your heart go kaput.
You're right.
You don't want to go kaput on the heart. We don't have a backup. You have a backup kidney, you know.
And that
AFib
is very dangerous.
I don't know why they didn't get two brains and two hearts when they designed our body, but hey, it is what it is, you know.
Everybody.
Yes, we're going to wrap her up because... We have to go.
We're going to be back on now. Monday is newsforthesoul.com. You'll see it also on Blog Talk.
That's the next show.
Yes.
And it's News for the Soul. So if you're just a radio person, that's how you will find us there. If you're a Facebook Live person, we'll post about it.
And that's a busy show.
Yeah, it's a very busy show. Yeah. We don't do Messenger.
No
Messenger on Mondays, only every other day.
Also, that's at 6 p.m., not 7.
Yeah, it's much earlier, 6 p.m. standard time, and the rest of you figure out
what time zone you're in. And we hope to see you then, and we love you all. Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the closing.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.